Hi, this is Leon J. Delisle, the creator and producer of An Airman Story. You can catch our show several times each week on Warbird Radio. But for more information on our project, please log on now to anairmanstory.com. We are a 501c3 corporation and depend solely upon your gifts. If you would like to help us preserve history, visit us online today and make a donation. Many thanks.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
What America did for me, I treasure deep in my heart. I never dared to dream that someday I would be wearing the uniforms of two great air forces, that I would complete three distinguished military schools, accumulating some 8,000 flying hours in some 85 different types of aircraft. Yes, I was able to really achieve and accomplish all this with the opportunity given to me by Uncle Sam and the American people. And my gratitude to this great country is too great to express in words how I feel in my heart.
The Logbook Series featuring Steve Paisanos, available now at AeroCinema.com.
Gas and hollin' ass. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Hey, folks. Welcome back. It's been...
It's been a while, Ryan. I think that's what you're trying to say there. Let's see if we can get Ryan back on here. Ryan Keogh there joining us now. Ryan, you with us?
Hell yeah. I'm sorry.
It's been so long. I don't know what happened to you. You popped off there, though.
You know what? I think the jazz band was playing a little too loud here. So.
Maybe that's what it was. Well, that's okay. Well, welcome back to the show, Ryan. Zane, it's good to have you with us, too. Well, welcome back, everyone.
Wicks Warbird Weekly Live is back with you here, folks. We are live again here, coming to you from, well, all over the country. I'm broadcasting in from Phoenix, Arizona, and we've got our new studios online in Virginia right now, and we're here live with you after about a month that we've been gone. My goodness, I feel it's the first time I've been on board for a while.
Yeah, you've been gone a little while though. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. And it looks like we're going to be joined very shortly here by Mr. Zane Adams, who is my co-host here, as he is like every week. And, of course, Matt Jolly, our producer, is here with us. So the three amigos are back together all again, bringing you our show here live this evening here on Warbird Radio. It's been a very, very, very busy month, and lots of things have been going on. We had Oshkosh. We had Thunder Over Michigan. We had Geneseo before that. And we had a whole bunch of interesting events and things that are going on, including the first flight of the B-29 Superfortress Fifi after a long, long departure from the flying scene. So we are glad to have them back in the air again. So hopefully everything
will
be good.
Isn't that amazing to you? I mean, you know, you think about how long Fifi's been down, but my God, I mean, she's finally back in the air now, and... Of course, the CAF announcing while we were at Oshkosh, so we actually were able to break the story about Aaron Tippin, the Red, White, and Loud tour that's going to be kicking off with Fifi and, of course, Aaron's band. And he's supposed to be, I guess, a qualified pilot now on the right seat of that aircraft. Of course, Aaron Tippin, no stranger to airplanes, but...
Yeah, that's true. That is cool, true. Though. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, and I mean, it's certainly awesome that Aaron's going to be jumping on board with the airplane, because, I mean, he's flown Stearman's, and he's just a, you know, a great resource to have out there. And it ain't the first time that celebrities are flying Warbirds, of course. It's good to have as many of them as we possibly can.
You know, the cool thing too about Aaron is that he's a pilot's pilot. I mean, I've interviewed him a couple of times and had the privilege of sitting back with him at ICAST this last year, and our booths were right next to each other. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, he goes, I'm an airplane guy. He said, I was an airplane guy in the airport. I was the bum at the airport long before I was a country music star. And he goes, this whole music thing is great. But he said, You know, I still think of myself as an airplane guy, first and foremost. So, you know, that's pretty cool, man, that somebody, a good pilot, I guess is what I'm trying to say, is going to get
exactly.
to do that. So that's encouraging. I hope it brings Fifi to a new audience. You know, that's the most that we could ask out of that. So
that's what I'm hoping too, and certainly maybe bring not just Fifi into the audience, but bring Warbirds themselves back into the audience again. You know, we've had some great spokespeople like you know, Harrison Ford's been out there for many years too, and thank goodness he's you know, he's jumping on board and stuff.
Right.
And maybe it'll be good to also maybe we'll hear some Warbird related music on CMT on the top country. Music charts at some
wouldn't
point.
That be
so,
neat? Yeah, right. Well,
that
you know,
would be cool.
Just,
that would be cool.
You just never know. But hey, Ryan, I want to thank you though for pitching our new studios. We're settling in. The temporary sort of setup is here right now. We're waiting on our stuff. That's another story. But the studio stuff, for the most part, is here in our new studios in Washington D.C. So if you're in the nation's capital, come by and say hello sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Zane is joining us now, isn't he?
Yeah. Zane, are you back with us here?
I'm back here. I'm with you.
My goodness, I think perhaps a stray cattle may have run across the fiber optic wires somewhere out there in Fort Worth. So who
knows what happened?
Who knows? Who knows?
I disappeared. So I'm here.
Well, at least you're here physically. Mentally, we're not quite sure because you've been you know, pretty much manning the booth at Wix recently, and there's been so much stuff going on, and you're out there you're out there being the moderator over there. So I would say that you're probably getting kind of stressed out over that stuff. So
sometimes it's interesting, you know. There's a lot of people, a lot of characters, and a lot of A1 personalities, and so it's fun though.
Yeah, it always is. I mean, anything on the internet, we're all just a little bit crazy sometimes. So you know, that's okay.
Hey, I want to say I got to meet a lot of your guys, the Wixers, this week. I'm included in that. But last week at the what was it? 2 weeks ago now. At Sloshkosh this year. I had the privilege of meeting a lot of folks at Zach's party, and I had to leave kind of early because I had to get to the de Havilland dinner to cover that program. But I was able to meet up with a number of the Wixers, and it was great fun. We had a good time. Of course, that banner that's, you know, in front of Zach's house, you can't miss it. But if you're at Oshkosh again, you got to go to the Wix party. A lot of food, a lot of fun. Bill Greenwood showed up.
Yeah. Bill's been a good you know, he's always been there whenever he comes to the event. So I always see him in the pictures.
Oh yeah.
Which is cool. That's one of the things that I love the most about a lot of our air shows and stuff that we do over the summertime. I mean, during the wintertime, we all kind of, you know, huddle into our little, you know, shells and stuff and get onto the board and post away because we're all either, you know, freezing to death in our houses or, you know, we're just out doing other things here in sunny Arizona that don't require, you know, but we,
right.
Anyways.
You're out there protecting the border.
Exactly. With my OV-10 Bronco, ATF agents that are listening, there is no OV-10 Bronco, and I don't do that myself. So
he uses a Spooky. Get it straight. Yeah, the C-47.
Yeah, exactly. Being completely correct in what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But no, I mean, during the summertime, you know, no matter where you go, I mean, heck, you could go to any air show, and you probably will stumble across a Wix member at some point or another. And you know the freakiest thing is, and Matt, you probably have a little bit of, you know, knowledge of this being a personality on radio and television, but when you're walking just anywhere, heck, I'm going to go to the porta potty, you know, and all of a sudden somebody stops you, and you're like, are you the Wix guy? What? And then, of course, you know, they say their real name, and you're like, and then of course they'll mention their you know, nickname online, which then you're like, oh yeah, all right, hey.
I haven't had that happen, but a few times, but mainly for the other stuff. But no, you know, you're right though. That it's a close knit family, Ryan.
It is.
The guy that gets hammered a lot is Chris Henry and Zach Boffman, both of whom I got to meet up with. Now those guys, they're like, you know, Lady Gaga, and
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're right up there with you know, whoever. And I don't know which one would be Lady Gaga, but let them find that one out.
I would not Yeah.
Not. I haven't met them in person, so I would decline to say myself. Yeah.
I got to send you the photographs of the Lady Gaga contest that happened in my hometown the other day. A man won it. Some guy won it, but nonetheless, it was interesting. But yeah, hometown news.
I've seen
news.
A few of those at the mall, yeah.
Yeah, hometown news there. Hey, speaking of ladies, and do you know about the Ladies Love Tell Draggers event this weekend, Ryan? Supposedly some warbirds coming in there to the Moraine Air Park up there in Dayton, Ohio. We're going to be there broadcasting live, of course, but taking the wife. The wife is going. And, you know, Andy Hine, a popular Wixer there, Mr. Yep. Wacko, he and his wife, Susan Theodorellis, are going to be hosting this at their wonderful hangar, and just going to be a great time. So that's this weekend. Plan on being there. A lot going on this weekend, though, too. I mean, there's just a lot going on, period, this summer.
Yeah, so, I believe this weekend is the big Chicago Air and Water Show, which is taking place. And, of course, there's always a ton of warbirds up there. Well, warbirds that you can see from the air because they really don't have a ground show, per se. But it's always a great opportunity. They always have Air Force Heritage Flight there. So you know that at least a P-51 or two are going to be up there. And probably the Harvard team will be up there. And there's just a lot of things. I mean, it's summertime. That's the reason why everybody's out and roving around. Everybody, what we have to do is we have to start promoting the iPod or the iPhone application that you can get Warbird Radio on over the summer.
Absolutely. Yeah, take us with us on you just download the Life 365 app, and of course you can pull us right up and take us with you. We were listening this weekend on the drive up here as we were moving and just having a great time, but it's very easy to use, and it works. That's the cool thing about it. It just works. But
exactly.
You know, guys, the phone lines are open, 478-787-4768. The number hasn't changed, and the company hasn't either, so call in tonight if you want to.
And remember, you are listening. If you are listening to us on Wednesday, the 11th of August...
You're assuming we know what day it is, right?
Yeah, you are listening live right now, so call us. Give us a call here. Again, like Matt said, 478-787-4768. It's amazing that I actually remember that number after being
away for a month.
Yeah. so it's speaking and of course for those of you that are just tuning in and stuff like that, we really want to hear your reports on how all your air shows are going. Did you go to Oshkosh? Did you see the stuff out there? What did you think about the winners for the Grand Champion this year? What did you think about the Warbird Jets? That was one of the things that just absolutely blew me away about Oshkosh this year is the amount of jet activity up there for warbirds. And I think that activity is good because we're getting into kind of what I would consider to be the second renaissance of the warbird era, the modern time, where now you're beginning to get a lot of these kerosene burners in there. But having an F-4 and two A-4s flying in formation with each other and ripping up the ground, and then this past weekend at Thunder over Michigan, Dean Kutchell's F-100, the Hun, showed up and did some major tearing up the airstrip up there, and that's cool. I mean, that's just plain darn cool. So
I agree, man. That the photos and the videos I've seen of the F-100 is just amazing. You know, the sound of that thing, the afterburner kicking in, where it goes boom and rattles. It's got to rattle the windows. And of course, the Collins Foundation F-4 was down one day, and they flew the newest F-86 on the circuit with the two A-4s as well.
Exactly. Which interestingly enough, Matt has a little story on in regards to his preview of that. Matt, are you still with us on that?
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you there. There's some neat stuff going on. That's all I'm going to say right now. But there's some neat stuff going on.
But yeah, it's a great. I mean, it's been just fantastic. And of course, we cannot go a complete broadcast without mentioning Fifi. That's my big thing for this year. I think that the volunteers and the people that have worked on that airplane for the last 7 years and getting to the point that they are right now, where the airplane is up and running, I think that's probably the come from behind story of I would say easily the decade, between them and Texas Raiders both, getting the airplanes back up in the air and you know, flying them on this circuit and getting ready to go. I mean, there was a little bit of a scare this past week. Number two engine on Fifi was having some problems, but they attributed it back to a mag issue, it looked like, and a couple of little things. And
yeah, they had some a little bit of ignition problems there. So,
Which
and I think it's great that I think not that I'm vindictive at all, but I think it's great that people we can thumb our nose at those people that said these airplanes would never fly again. So you know, those guys work their heart out to make it happen, and it's very exciting to see.
Let's take a caller, guys. Let's see who this is. Good evening. You're on Wick's Warbird Weekly Live. Who is this?
Hey, did I hear something about a bunch of scooters flying at Oshkosh?
Oh boy, here we go.
I think this guy has no clue as to what he's talking about. So
absolutely none whatsoever. My brain is melted from scooter after Oshkosh.
Man, that was awesome. You know, I had the privilege of being there with an A4 driver who has over 500 traps on the forestall. His claim to fame was that John McCain replaced him when he left the forestall. But I got to tell you, standing there with him, seeing his reaction to it made the entire trip worthwhile. Just a terrific display. You guys really beat the air into submission that day, and you really should be applauded. So, congratulations. It was awesome.
Well, thanks a bunch. I tell you what, it was an absolute hoot to see the two A4s and the F4, and then the next day the two A4s and the F86. And when Paul came down and they did their high-speed passes, I kind of was asking, well, how was that, or how fast were you going? And the answer was about 480-plus.
Very cool.
Hence the name for scooter, because it gets up and goes.
No kidding. My goodness. Well, and all the pictures that I saw, Dave, I mean, the airplane just looked fantastic. I mean, her dispatch rate was perfect. You worked your butt off, buddy, and I think it paid off. I certainly think it paid off seeing it up there. So what was your high point of other than the fact that you saw that? But I mean, got any special stories of things that happened over the week that nobody that maybe really personally touched you over it?
You know, actually, we had a guy come up, and we'll switch from the A4 to the Skyraider. We had a gentleman come up, and I'll relate this from Paul. I didn't get to witness it firsthand, but he came up, and he had a beard. You know, you just look at him thinking, yeah, this guy might be a Vietnam vet. And Paul said that he just looked at the airplane, stopped in his tracks, put both hands over his mouth, and just looked at the airplane, and then, kind of had a tear coming out of his eye. And then he just walked to the airplane, put his hand along the leading edge, ran it all the way down until it touched the fuselage, and then just stepped back with both hands covering his mouth, and Paul couldn't say a word. Something in the airplane obviously touched him very deeply, and that was, you can probably even hear me welling up a little bit, one heck of an experience.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't get to talk to him, just seeing the impact that airplane had on him was incredible.
Wow. Well, that's the kind of
stuff. That's what we do this for,
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it makes every little hiccup that we ever experience, so well worth it, because for a gentleman like that, and we used to see it all the time with the 17 and 24, for them to see that, it triggers a part of their memory that goes back to a very important time in their youth, and these guys were young guys that were out there, fighting the fight. And to connect the airplane is the stimulus, and it helps us keep the spirit alive, and helps everybody learn more, because usually that triggers, let me just tell you the story of, we used to get that a lot with our B-24 folks, especially, is that the veterans that came out had never told their stories, had never even mentioned that they were crewmen on board B-17s or B-24s, and they'd bring their family out. And it was what got the conversation going, because there was no context before, but now there is. And, thanks to Warbird's history, the history books will continue to hopefully be correct from the near future. So,
Dave, what did you think of the MiG-21 that was up there? Did you have a chance to get up close to it and take a look at it?
Yeah, I did a little bit when we were out. You know, they put us over on the military ramp for all of our launches, which, you know, good and bad. The airplanes, you know, with so much exhaust with the crowds, so it would have been nice to launch from over there by the crowd. But neat-looking airplane. Neat-looking airplane. I just wish, like other people, that I guess in its past that it flew with the FJ, that it could have been a little lower for people to get some good shots and really more included in the Vietnam segment of it on Wednesday. So,
yeah, they were a little high end. What I thought, sort of almost behind or right over the crowd, which was I kept waiting for the pass, and I did. It never came. But yeah, I guess you saw the same thing. That it was kind of like, what's
yeah.
What's going on, guys?
So. No, I don't understand why, you know, and the planning that goes on, the folks at EA, I mean, obviously with the logistics and whatnot, and our schedule changed so much. I mean, we had good days and bad days. You know, hey, we're going to fly such and such. Oh, scrub that. You know, you're up at 6 o'clock out by the airplane and, you know, scrub that mission. But when it came to showtime, what an incredible feeling. And I'll relate my one little personal semi-heart attack for the scooter, of course, on Wednesday for the big Vietnam segment is going to hook the Huffer up and get the Huffer cart started. Paul gives me the signal to fire the A4, and I get about half airflow. And so my heart sinks a little bit. Pop everything and disconnect it off of the airplane. Just look at it. I thought I sheared a spline on the starter. Didn't do that. And what it really came out to was I had the Huffer cart hose too tight, thinking that, well, I'd take some slack out of it. Well, it pinched it right at the Huffer, the starter probe connection, and it held airflow down. So once I got myself rearranged and repositioned the Huffer cart, boom, everything went off like a hitch. And, I mean, your heart just sinks going, ah, the biggest show, the biggest day, and what's going on, you know, your worst fear. But it came to life. Paul, the Collings guys were just outstanding. What a show. What a show. Highlight for us at the foundation, and the guys at Collings Foundation were just awesome. You know, we kind of shared some equipment back and forth while we were servicing the airplanes. It was just a blast.
Well, congratulations to you. Yeah, I got to tell you, awesome. I mean, Dick Lohmeyer, the guy I was with there, just really, really enjoyed it. He flew both airplanes, both the A4 and the F4, and it was just really cool seeing his reaction to seeing those airplanes in the air. And you know, that's what makes it happen. You know, that's what makes it all worth it. So, congratulations to you on that terrific achievement.
Well, thank you much, and it was great to actually debut that airplane. That was its first air show. It was back home at EAA, where it sat for almost 18 years. So,
wow.
Really good feeling that it performed as well as it did, and we touched some people. We got some awesome photos out there. I'm still waiting for more of them to show up online. I'm sure they will, that we'd like to include on our website. So if the photogs have them sitting in their camera and they just haven't got through their 6,000 photos like Al, you know, when you get to the scooter, send them our way, okay?
that is a typical thing that happens right around this time of year, because everybody's at every single air show that they know of every other weekend, and then they got to fill up their weekdays with that thing called work, and you know, our guys with stacks of SD cards just waiting.
Right.
They're like, oh.
I had to go back to work to get a break from vacation. So,
oh, geez,
yeah. Oh, there you go.
Where does the you know what? If that was, I wouldn't be able to go back to work if that was my vacation, quite frankly. So I give you a lot of credit there, Dave.
I was exhausted until Wednesday afterwards. So it feels good, and the scooter was out flying today. We're getting ready for our air show. You talk about the Chicago Air and Boat Show. We've got the Waukegan Air Show coming up September 11th. Waukegan Air Show 2010 or waukeganairshow.com. Awesome lineup. So if you're looking for a good regional show here in the Chicago area, the guys are working really hard. We're going to have the scooter flying, the Skyraider flying, the F-86 flying. There's, I think, going to be some legacy flights, some heritage flights. It has the potential for this to be the first scooter legacy flight.
Wow. Dave,
cool.
plug your website one more time so folks at home listening can be sure and log on to it.
Well, our website, of course, www.warbirdheritagefoundation.org. And you can log on there. You can see, you know, the airplanes, and then you can see our mugs. So I don't recommend you go into the personnel page, because then you'll pull up my picture and your computer will crash. So,
oh, goodness.
bypass that part and then go right to the airplanes. And then I encourage everybody to take a look. Our website has a maintenance section. So you guys want to see what the airplanes look like underneath all those panels and where they're, you know, screaming across the sky and what it takes to keep them going. Go to the maintenance section and then put your comments. Tell me what you think. Are we doing a good job from the mechanics perspective? And let us know what you think.
There you go.
That's
Dave, I'm going to try and catch us on the call. Thanks for calling in tonight. Really appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Same to you now. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dave. Dave. Take care.
Well, let's see. Ryan, we have another caller here this evening. Caller, you're on the air. Good evening. Thanks for calling in. Who is this?
Hey, this is Chris, your Mustang driver. How you guys doing?
Ah, Chris, how are you doing? We're taking back your Wednesday nights again. So
yeah, buddy.
Sounds awesome. I needed something to do. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you doing over there,
Mr. Married Man? Yeah, he's a married guy now. We got to congratulate him on that. By the way,
what?
Yeah, I am. In a matter of
did you miss that?
In a matter of thank you, thanks. In a matter of 3 weeks, we got married, went to Oshkosh and Thunder Over, Michigan. So I'm ready for a weekend of nothing going on.
Well, at least you're not in the doghouse.
I'm not going to ask you what was the highlight of those three events, or, you know, what, which one was
yeah,
the best.
I mean, obviously it was Thunder, I mean, the wedding.
Yeah, know, right.
No, it was great. She's an awesome girl, and pretty understanding in order to not only allow me to go to Oshkosh, but go with me. And, it's pretty cool. It's a big change from what I had before, so.
Well, now she's officially eligible for the official Wives of Wix T-shirt that can be purchased at the Warbird Information Exchange.org. So.
Oh, I will seriously get one of those, because she would actually love that.
Yeah, and that means, of course, that you're going to have to come out to Geneseo next year and enjoy the mimosas under the wing of the whatever airplane we take.
That sounds like
control.
That sounds like something we can handle.
I think a Taylorcraft L2 will be on order for that, Ryan. But that's
oh, there you go.
We may have to have two. Well, if that's the case, we may have to have two seating areas. If that's the case, you know, we're kind of a spread out group.
Well, we definitely
Ryan,
wanted
you can take the horizontal.
We had a good time with you guys out there, and at Oshkosh, I had a chance to meet a ton of Wixers and some for the first time, and met a lot of the old faces, some of the new ones like Brad Pilgrim and Randy, and that's kind of enriching. I got to meet some new guys like Nathan and everybody, and just want to say thanks. And once again, Wix, led to another event to be even more special with all that, and Karen is first attendance in Oshkosh, and she's in the Sky Raider, thanks to Dave. And
wow.
So it was a pretty cool trip. We didn't miss our old buddy Matt Jolly of Thunder River, Michigan. Wasn't quite the same without going to dinner and throwing food at each other. So
listen, buddy, I would have much rather been there than moving across the country. I'm here to tell you. I am here to tell you. But we're getting back on the warpath this weekend. We have Thunder over Dayton, Ohio this weekend with the Ladies Love Taildraggers meet. What a cool thing to do, huh? I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was just looking here. Friday, it's we're going up to Urbana to see, of course, you know it, the Urbana B-17 project, and, of course, all the good stuff up there in the Urbana Museum. And I'm sorry, that's Saturday. Friday, though, they're going to do some girl stuff, you know, what every lady wants to do, spot landing, Nerf ball flying, and ride sharing. And then they're flying over to the Treasure Island Supper Club. That night, they're doing Pancho Barnes and barnstorming in the hangar for the movie afterward. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Wow.
Movie
that
night
awesome.
At the barn.
That sounds
and
like great.
I'm telling you, man, I'm looking forward to this. Going to have a great time, and just a wonderful, wonderful thing going on in Urbana. So, Chris, if you're over there, I'd love to see you this weekend, but I bet you're not doing anything this weekend, as you alluded to, except...
Well, you know, when you just started putting something on my schedule, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'll be in touch with you for sure. That sounds like actually kind of fun. So.
Yeah, well, bring the wife and have fun, you know. Bring her over and meet everyone. So,
exactly. She's a lady, and she loves Tail Draggers if she's already been in the Sky Raider. So you meet the two qualifications. So.
And you get to hang around Susan and, you know, it's Susan and Andy that are doing this.
Oh, yeah. Chris. Yeah, I got an email from them. I'm actually, that sounds awesome. I'm trying to hang out with that whole gang, and obviously you guys, it'll be a great time.
Yeah, the wife is going to be there. Michelle and I are going to be there Saturday. We're flying in. We were going to fly in Friday, but thanks to a moving company that shall remain nameless until the stuff is...
until your crystal mouse collection has been
delivered, we will be getting there Saturday, so...
Awesome. Well, hey guys, it's great talking to you all as usual, and like I said, it was nice to meet some new Wixers. Look forward to meeting more of you guys and having a chance to just hang out with everybody, and it makes it more special. You got the Oshkosh and you got a gang of people that are having a cookout and they want to hang out. It makes it way more cooler than just going to the event, you know, and outside of going into the Sky Raider or into any aircraft. You know, having the chance to just hang out with a bunch of people that get it, and it's a lot of fun. You know, it makes the event way more cool, and make more adventures come out of it. Matt, I think we were together for
however long the cart ride took.
8 minutes at Oshkosh.
Yeah, exactly. However long the golf
cart. We already had a mini adventure in there, me making a rather crude joke to you, who I thought, and turned out it was somebody else. I thought you were standing right next to me, and I said something, and a reference to what we were picking up that day, and the guy was like, "I'm not sure where you're going, but I'm coming with you." So, Thunder River, Michigan was awesome. I'm not sure if you guys talked about it all or not, but it was really incredible, and obviously Zach was along as my, as somebody pointed out, it's always Zach and Chris, and so Zach and Chris attended Thunder River, Michigan, and my friend Rob is helping me with the B-17, or I shouldn't say helping me, but he's my partner in this whole spearhead of the B-17 restoration, went with us, and we had Zach's son Wyatt along, who I think we've completely corrupted at an early age, so... But had a blast, and I mean, Thunder River, Michigan was really, really cool. Seeing the B-24 and that many B-17s and F-100, I mean, you know, it was a cool. It was only my second time up there, and first time I went with the TBM Avengers, and this time it was really cool. The weather was beautiful, and it was just a great time. And once again, met up with a bunch of Wixers, and you know, just had a good time. So, you know. It's fun to attend something, but when you get that kind of a gang to meet up with, it makes it even more fun, and it also adds an element of what the heck am I going to get into tonight? Right. You know.
Chris, what's the status on the B-17 now up there that you
Well, we find out on the 26th about the grant.
Okay.
We applied for several, and we find out on the 26th that we've got it, and we slowly started to pitch the idea of, hey, let's restore it back to bone stock and let's make it a drone controller B-17.
Right.
What would everybody think of that? And it's been met with actually pretty warm response as to, you know, hey, you know what, let's do it stock instead of trying to make it something it wasn't. And, you know, you could still tell a story of the B-17 and the combat over Europe while having a B-17 on display that's not painted as an 8th Air Force scheme. You know, that's what we're trying to kind of go for.
Yeah,
and we're hoping to find out. But in the meantime, we're trying to help out. Also, just prepare everything, you know. And we're trying to take steps so that if we don't get the grant, we're not completely. Our restoration may not be as in depth as it would be if we had it. But we're still going to clean the aircraft up, try and do what we can for corrosion control.
Right.
And paint the aircraft, and we're still going to attempt to get a building, and so we're trying to go that route, and we're getting things into place right now to do independent fundraising. Even if the grant does go through, we're still going to need more money than just the grant would give us, you know. So we don't want to rely on that grant for several reasons, you know, and one of which is if we don't get it, and the other one is you know, we still have to raise more funds on top of the grant to get to where we want to be with the airplane. So that's what we're doing right now. We're actually having another guy come out next week who's restored a few B-17s. It's actually Rob's dad, and he's done some in-depth work. He's a World War II veteran on B-17s. Mm. And he helped with the Collins Foundation's 909 when it was in Pittsburgh, and wow. Texas Rangers and Memphis Belle, and I think that's it. But at any rate, so we are going forward. It's just we're getting the nitty-gritty sort of out of the way right now, and after the 26th, we have a building to put it in for restoration right now, which is great. The museum has a building on the field that's big enough, but they have some stuff in there, so they're restacking the museum so that we can take the outer wing panels off the airplane and actually move the airplane into place in the building. So at least we're not going to be working in the snow, which is a great thing. And in the meantime, through all this, we're also trying to help the Chanute Air Museum. We're trying to help them update some items because they're having issues with they're in some financial trouble. So we're trying to help get their, while we're doing the gruesome stuff, we told them we'd volunteer and just help them out. So we're trying to get some of their, like, a Facebook page kind of updated and things, and, you know, get your gift shop online, just things like that that make raising funds easier for them.
Yeah,
Well, it's kind of boring.
You got your hands full there. I mean, no matter what, you're going to be. Heck, you don't overtask yourself so you can't come out to the air shows next year.
No, not at all.
But you're doing great. You're doing great work, Chris, and I really highly applaud you on that one. I got to thank you for calling in tonight. We're going to just take a little quick break here for station identification, we'll be back with you here very, very shortly here at Wix Warbird Weekly Live on warbirdradio.com.
This is Warbird Radio.
Now showing on aerocinema.com.
What America did for me, I treasure deep in my heart. I never dared to dream that someday I would be wearing the uniforms of two great air forces, that I would complete three distinguished military schools, accumulating some 8,000 flying hours in some 85 different types of aircraft. Yes, I was able to really achieve and accomplish all this with the opportunity given to me by Uncle Sam and the American people. And my gratitude to this great country is too great to express in words how I feel in my heart.
The Logbook Series featuring Steve Paisanos. Available now at aerocinema.com.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for Wix Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with a rebroadcast throughout the week. You've been on the Wix Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. Wix wants to hear from you. Again, that's Wix Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
This is Warbird Radio.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here with the Wix Warbird Weekly Live here on Warbird Radio, and I'm here with Zane and Matt. And if you're listening to this broadcast, it is live this evening. Well, if you're listening to it, at least on August 11th, that is. It is 39 minutes after the hour, and we're back with you here, and we're taking your calls. Give us a call here in the studio, 478-787-4768, and 478 787-477-4768 to get us live here and give us your input and your take on things in Warbirds this week. And we're talking about a lot of stuff because we're in catch up mode, aren't we, guys?
That's
been a lot been going on in the last month or so, I guess. Yeah,
exactly. Well, and one of the things that I must say before we go any further is that we have to congratulate our own Matt Jolly here for his major achievement of becoming an FAA licensed private pilot this past month.
Wow,
yay!
I haven't killed myself yet. My goal was not to be escorted home by F-16s, and I've done. Haven't had that happen yet. Thank God. So
exactly.
Well, that's good. Yeah. So that's good. No, that's good.
Well, you live up there in that territory now, so
yeah.
Careful.
Yeah, and I have a new announcement to make, and that's we bought an airplane. We bought the L-2.
Right.
So we have it now. I'm now an official L-bird owner. I don't feel like it because I don't have it up here. And even when I do have it up here, it's still going to be like 2 hours away. But that's okay. So
don't worry. It's still costing you money down there.
Yeah, so I know it costs the same. Just the same.
Well, that's exciting news, man.
I can't wait.
Owner, how cool is that?
Well,
you've taken the plunge doubly
right.
at once.
So right.
I think that's a,
right.
But plus you've gotten a ton of time since you got your license that you were getting up to. You went almost all the way across the country, at least our country, and then another country. Didn't
yeah. Oh yeah, man, so, that was fun. We had a great time, Ryan. And Zane, you guys both, you understand the adventure part of it. It was a terrific adventure, and it's one that I hope to get to do again. But flying with two old fighter pilots across the country is just terrific fun. It really is. One, Harry was an F-86 driver for the Royal Canadian Air Force. Dick was a naval aviator, flew off the Forrestal, as I mentioned, was replaced by McCain when he left there, and they both went on to become Pan American Airlines pilots, Pan Am pilots. And, the stories that go along with all of that in itself is well worth the trip. So, just a terrific time. I couldn't ask for better company and better fun. And the flying, of course, just simply invaluable. So,
oh, yeah.
Terrific
absolutely.
Time.
Oh, yeah. So, do you have your tail dragger endorsement?
I do. I do indeed. I have my official tail wheel endorsement. And I'm now able to fly my father-in-law's aircraft and his buddy Harry Schoening's aircraft, who were there. But at least the insurance companies hopefully will approve me at some point for the insurance. But I feel pretty comfortable legally flying them. I don't know if the insurance will ever, but legally. Somebody said, why don't you fly your father-in-law's airplane more? I said, well, it's one thing to marry his daughter. I said, it's another thing to fly his airplane.
It's much easier to do the first, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But, well, it makes me, you're a private pilot and tail dragger endorsed and a warbird pilot. It makes me feel like a piker, Congratulations.
Well, hey, it's going to be fun getting around the country in the L-2. I better leave now, but it's going to be fun. So look for us. We'll be at some air shows, hopefully. The next show, as I mentioned, I'm going to hit is this weekend with Ladies Love Tail Draggers. And after that, it's Portsmouth, Massachusetts there for the big air show on the 20th and 21st and 22nd. Thunderbird.
Actually, Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Boston. Hampshire. It's the Boston Air Show, but they're calling it it's at Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's one of the few exits before you hit Maine, and there's a little spit of land of New Hampshire, and that's right there. Yeah. So that's where they decided to build Pease Air Force Base back in the day. So
I'll be up there with Larry Kelly and his crew with the DAV. So it should be fun, and looking forward to that. So come out and see us, and of course we'll have some free Aero Cinema DVDs to be giving away at those events.
Speaking of Aero Cinema, Ryan, you did something with them.
We were at the International Plastic Modelers Society National Convention down here in Phoenix, Arizona. It was great having a little consumer trade show right in my backyard. They, of course, the IPMS does a national convention that's hosted by local chapters every single year. Last year was in Columbus, Ohio. This year was in Phoenix, and it was hot in more ways than one. It was a great show. Obviously the economy economy's been a little bit tough to the general public and such, so attendance was a little bit down this year, and the vendors said that the buying was a little bit down too. But I, you know, this was the first time I'd ever been to an IPMS convention, and
what's that like, Brian?
What was that?
What's that like? What did you take away from that?
You know, I used to work with plastic models when I was younger, and all of a sudden, you know, I started getting, you know, interested in it again now that I've gone to this convention, because for me, you know, I was around when it was nothing more than like Revell and Monogram and Hasengawa, and then if you really wanted to get very, very, you know, complex, you'd go to the local hobby store and you'd have Airfix and all those wonderful other things. But I never realized how much stuff there is out there, that new stuff too, stuff that's being constantly developed, and really where the bar has been placed in terms of the quality of the models that are not only just coming out in kit form, but the ones that are being completed by IPMS members or just general modeling hobbyists. When I walk through the hall of all the different exhibit ones that were going and being judged, my mouth was just my jaw was just dropping at some of these. I mean, they looked like they literally were wheeled off of a production line. And I just, you know, the creativity that goes into some of this stuff, like the local IPMS chapter down here, they took all of the Warbird models that they had that flew as firebomber aircraft and painted them up as and did them in a complete display of all the different derivative types that have flown as air attack airplanes for firebombers, the working Warbird crowd. And I think that was pretty poignant, considering that's one of the things that saves this area, the wildfires that we have down here. It was pretty cool. It was pretty darn cool. Right. So I had lots of fun. And, of course, would love to hear from anybody who's listening, because I plugged Warbird Radio a couple of times out there too. So so hopefully we'll get some callers. But if you were an IPMS person or Oshkosh attendee or Thunder Over Michigan attendee, Geneseo attendee, heck, if you attended anything that had Warbirds in it, give us a call here again, 478-787-4768. 478-787-4768. And again, it's about 46 minutes after the hour here. If you're listening to us, it's Wednesday the 11th. But we're just catching up on all the stuff that we've been missing over the last couple of months here. And
if folks are, not months, but
weeks.
But yeah, listen, one thing I want to plug. Months. Well, one thing I want to plug about this is iTunes. Now we are now on iTunes. All of
these
shows pop up on iTunes, so if you have an iPod or if you use iTunes, just simply find us on there, and you can download everything automatically, so you can have us on your morning commute. If you can't listen to us live, that is, you can do that. So
that's true, and I think it's important. You know, you can listen to us live if you're on an iPhone, too. Just download the Live 365 app, like we were saying earlier on, and you can listen to us on your morning commute in, and real easy and simple to do. Of course, I can't do it because I'm on an Android right now, but I guess the app is coming. I've been hearing it's coming down the line.
I've heard. But you know how that goes. So, but you know, there's some exciting things coming up in the summer, Ryan. There's this big story that I've been. I swear I'm not making this up. I'll send you the emails. But there's a big story in the works, and we can't break it yet because, look, you know, we've talked about this before. How certain owners and collectors are very private individuals, and look, it's their stuff. It's not our stuff. But there's a big story that's coming down the pipe, and I'm telling you, it's huge. When it hits, it's going to make a lot of folks really excited and happy. But I just can't. I got word yesterday. We thought that it was going to be out, of course, last week. But the word coming down the pipe is, well, maybe not. So we'll see. We'll just wait and see. But it's still on track. Everything's still on track. It's just...
And, of course, you'll hear it first when it does happen. You'll hear it first here on Warbird Radio. So
I hope. I hope. We'll see. But some cool stuff coming down the pipe, and just a great, great summer and fall on tap. I'm so excited, Ryan, here and Zane. I mean, the stuff that's coming down the pipe for us here at the radio station is just unreal. Being here in the nation's capital, literally just feet from the Pentagon. I mean, just you could walk there if you needed to in the morning, and again, right off the runway here at DCA. In fact, I'm looking out the studio window right now, and there's three landing lights. Someone's coming in to land out there at DCA. So really cool being that close, and I feel like we're right in the heart of the action. So,
well, there, yeah, you know, it's a,
oh. So, Matt, how many times have you been over to the Ubar Hazy Museum there?
Not once yet. I've made many a trip to Lowe's, Home Depot, and Bed Bath and Beyond. My favorite section is the Beyond section in there, but they don't have it labeled. But yeah, I've made many a trips to the home supply stores, you know, getting stuff ready for the movers. So,
well, you know, when it comes to quality construction products for your home, I would say the restoration facility at Udvar Hazy is a good place to start off with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing trims out a living room like a nice DC-3 wing. It just completes the place. The feng shui of that will just make your wife scream with joy, or scream in some other way. So, you know,
there's a couple of those laying around over here in Fort Worth, I think. I need to talk to my wife.
I talked to Gary Velasco today, and he said, "Gary, we need some nose art." I said, "The wife likes Sack Time and Fifi Ellis. Can't we work something out?" So. Going to go down and see Gary, Mr. Nose Art, of course, here in the next week or so, and try and get down there to his studio, which is here in Virginia. So
exactly, you are now officially part of the hub now of
corporate
activity. Close by to Rag Wings and Radials, and by to a lot of different things. So you're a lucky man. But
gotta be fun.
Well, you know, give us a call here, folks, 478-787-4768. The phones are still absolutely live this evening.
Everything's live. Is it time for after hours yet? I think it might.
I think we might want to you know, kick back and put the turn on the
after hours. You think?
Yeah.
Where the lines between propellers and passion.
Propellers and passion collide.
Yeah, they're blurred.
Blur.
But
yeah, it's been a while, Ryan. I have to tell you, one of the nice things about living here is that you can. But there's literally everything that we need right underneath the building here, where the studio's at. You can walk downstairs, take the elevator if you so choose, and you walk right down into the shops there, and it throws you out in this underground like tunnel kind of system thing. And there's a mall underneath there. There's a grocery store. The bank that we use is down there for the business. I mean, everything is right down there. But the best part is, the Mexican food restaurant that's down there has a terrific margarita. And, you know, you can have two or three of them down there if you want to. You don't have to drive.
That's essential.
You just walk back, you know? It doesn't get any better than this, guys. I don't know if I'm telling you.
I have a penchant for margaritas and Mexican stuff, considering that, you drink that like water out here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to touch that, but yeah, right? It's fun.
Well, out there, you can grow it in your backyard. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, yeah. you just go out and tap the cactus. It's a lot going to the maple syrup production. You go out and just, are you an agave cactus? Well, blunk, there you go, and just let it sit there for. Oh wait, that's probably why I've been having hallucinations recently. So.
I won a shrimp boat in a poker game when I was in high school or after high school, and in college there. And the best part of the shrimp boat is that it did indeed have a margarita machine on it, so it's the best part of the whole thing. I'll send you a picture, Ryan, but yeah, what fun, man, what fun, and just a terrific time. But you know, the Warbird community this summer, I think, is in for a real treat. As I say this summer, because we still have another month or so left, but there have been so many new airplanes that have come online. If folks are just now starting to make it in, because of course the fall air show season here in the U.S. in my opinion is the best part of the air show season. I mean, it's just when everybody's happy to be there. It's the weather's cooling off. I mean, if you haven't been out yet, you need to get out there, folks, because there's some gorgeous stuff flying around there this year, especially that new Corsair that we saw at Oshkosh this year for the first time, a terrific restoration. And the Chipmunks, as we mentioned, that were all there. We had, I think, 10 or 11 aircraft there from all over the world, really, that showed up to represent the de Havilland Chipmunk. This year, which is kind of an underappreciated aircraft, and just all kind of stuff up there this year.
And, one of my favorites, I mean, from this past year that I was just in awe of is the first time I've ever seen a Westland Lysander fly, and that was at Geneseo, and now Canada has two of them flying with Vintage Wings of Canada flying. There's not too long back. What a neat airplane. It didn't sound anything like what I thought it would sound like at all. It doesn't sound like a war. It doesn't even sound like a radial. It's so smooth sounding and stuff. And it must be that, you know, that Napier or whatever the heck it is on the front of it. But
wow,
that's just me.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. It's lots of neat stuff. And then the other big highlight, I mean, you might have seen this at Oshkosh, is Jerry Yagan's Dragon Rapide, the DH-89 that was just brought up from way down under. And I tell you, that's something that I wouldn't mind having as a warbird, quite frankly.
You know, just rub it in a little bit more and let me know. No, we looked all over for the Dragon Rapide and it got there the day we left.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
rat.
Oh, yeah. See, that he had it opened up and stuff, and he even had that new airplane smell inside.
That's what everybody says. It smells like a new... <It's> like, they're like, have you seen it? It smells like a new car. And I'm like, no, yeah, exactly. I can't wait to see it. No, we flew all the way to, you know, from Canada to get there to see that airplane. And, of course, no, we didn't get to see it. So it got there the day we left. I have to say this because a lot of you guys are listening. A lot of you are listening right now, by the way. Our photo fans and that kind of stuff. I waited on the side of the road. There's a parking lot there at Oshkosh. I think it's the Kmart parking lot. You can like pull up on the hill, and you have a great perspective there of the departure end of the runway. And I knew that Harry and Lohmeyer and the other guy were taking off to head back west. And I couldn't go with them, so I was like, well, I'm going to watch the flight of three come over, and I'll get a great picture of them taking off, right, coming over. So I waited and I waited and I waited and I waited. I mean, I kept waiting, and I was like, "Well, I must have missed them. They must have departed the other runway. You know, maybe the winds have changed or something." And of course, what happens? I get in the car, and as soon as I leave, they come over. Yeah, they come over. So I missed the shot. I missed the big shot. But that happens so many times. I was talking to another guy who was from he came over from the UK, and he said that he came only to see this the MiG-21 and some other stuff fly, the jets fly. And he said, I was eating lunch. He said, I was eating a hot dog. And I missed it. He said, I completely missed it. So, you know.
It happens all the time. It always has happened. I guess it always will happen. I mean, I've waited and waited and waited at airports for something to move, to take off, to come in. And as soon as I round the corner, I see it off in the distance, and I'd missed it. So you get used to it.
You just got to get used to it. But the guy who sent me an email here a couple of days ago, with the guy that I was mentioning from the UK there, and he was like, I'm still recovering. He said the hot dog was definitely worth it, but, still looking at the picture.
Bloody missed it for a banger.
Yeah, exactly. They said he enjoyed the station, though, so that's good. So if you have some pictures of the jets there, you can send them to this fine chap, and I'm sure he would appreciate it. His name is Steven, so... I said, Steve. And he goes, no, Stephen. I said, oh, okay, Stephen. Yeah, okay, Stephen. So,
no offense to our UK listeners.
No, none. None at all. But we're glad to have you there, and we have a lot of them. So it's good to
hear. So I have to ask, too, because, I mean, you were up there at Oshkosh and stuff, and this is one of the key events for the Aviation Photographers Olympics every year. For those of you that don't know, there are various competitions in the Aviation Photographers Olympics, like the beat each other off the wing to get the next photo flight, the triathlon where you run across the airport, take shots, then have to run back to your car to get the longer format lens. And all that kind of stuff. And
there's they lay the chin on the ground so you get the low angle. That too.
And synchronized panning. I think that's the best one though. where you get a line of them together and stuff, and they work as a team, of course. And you see them. You know, you want to have almost Swan Lake in the background.
My favorite is the synchronized pan and chimp. So if you don't know what chimping is, look it up. But
I don't know if I want to.
Chimp is where you take a photo and then you immediately look at it on your screen, and when it's on the screen of your digital camera, and when it's a great shot, you jump up and down and holler, and I got it, and it's kind of that's what they call chimping.
Oh man. We'll have to continue our conversation on photography next week. That's where I was going with this. Hopefully we can get some photographers on and share some tips on the Wix show. That'd be fun.
Exactly.
Ryan, Zane, it's been a fun night. Thanks for coming on. Unfortunately, we're out of time, and we've got like literally a minute left. So,
The city awaits for Mr. Jolly to go out and...
No, the bedroom awaits. To go to sleep.
Exactly. Well, we'll look forward to joining you and everybody else here again next week here on Warbird Radio with Wix Warbird Weekly Live. Again, Zane, Matt, it's always a pleasure. And Matt, go get some sleep. Zane, go out and eat a steak or whatever you need to do. Well, I'm going to head home and have a couple of margaritas.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, I'm one ahead of it. But,
sounds like a grand time.
Absolutely. Regular programming, it's back up and running here on Warbird Radio. Thanks for being around with us. We hope you had a good summer break as well, and we're back and running. So keep tuned in, folks. Ryan, good night. Zane, good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Happy
good night.
Chimping or whatever you said there. Good night, everyone.
Good night.